T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 4 people shot dead in Minnesota. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The strong storm system that brought us gusty winds over the weekend has now moved into the Great Lakes, and temperatures are going to warm up over the next few days. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
4 people, including 2 children, were shot dead at a home in Minneapolis Sunday. The 2 boys were discovered outside, still alive at the time.
Officers, at their own peril, went to those children without any cover and were able to get those 2 children into waiting squad cars.
Minnesota Police spokesman John Elder. Police had a robot inside the home and discovered the bodies of a man and a woman. Authorities believe the man was the shooter.
2 people injured in a traffic accident south of Derby this morning, about 1:15 in the morning. First responders were called to K-15 and 95th Street South, a report of a car-train collision. It appears a vehicle actually crashed into railroad tracks. Individuals' injuries described as serious to critical. One of the injured, an 80-year-old woman.
An Augusta man died after being shot early Saturday.
It happened around 5:45 a.m. at a home in the 1200 block of South Main in South Wichita. When officers arrived, they found 24-year-old John Boos Wheeler with a gunshot wound to his chest. He was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injuries. A short time later, a 25-year-old man arrived at an area hospital. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Wichita police say there was a physical disturbance between a 20-year-old male suspect and the 2 victims. During the fight, the suspect fired his weapon, striking Boos Wheeler and the 25-year-old victim in the arm. The suspect was arrested inside the home without incident. Police say the shooting was not random and is believed to be drug-related. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A woman was hospitalized in critical condition after being shot at a West Wichita nightclub.
Officers responded to a disturbance call about 3 o'clock Sunday morning that took place at the 511 Club, located in the 500 block of West Street. A woman in her 20s was shot by another club patron, stemming from a disruption inside. The woman was taken to the hospital where she is in critical condition. Police do not have any suspects in custody and are asking for any eyewitnesses to come forward. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The police in Salina are investigating after a man was found dead in his home over the weekend.
Police responded to a medical emergency call at a residence in the 1100 block of North 10th Street just before 4:30 Saturday afternoon. When officers arrived, they found 52-year-old Philip R. Grubbs Jr. dead at the scene. Following the initial investigation, police identified 60-year-old Melanie Grubbs as a suspect in the murder. Grubbs was booked into the Saline County Jail on 1 count of second-degree murder and 1 count of a felon in possession of a firearm. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with any information on this crime is asked to call Salina Police. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The House of Representatives impeachment inquiry begins its next phase this week. The Judiciary Committee will hold its first hearing Wednesday. Fox's John Decker explains what this process will look like.
We'll hear from 4 separate witnesses. These will be constitutional scholars, 3 scholars who will essentially say that the president, in terms of what was done as it relates to Ukraine, committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and 1 witness that the Republicans put forward saying that this does not jump over that barrier. And we're going to see, I think, a lot of constitutional nuance put forward, a lot of questions that may get in the weeds. But this is a necessary element to the process.
Chairman Jerry Nadler's panel will examine whether President Trump abused the power of his office by pressing Ukraine to investigate his political rivals in return for U.S. aid. The panel will also investigate whether the president obstructed the congressional inquiry by withholding documents and stopping witnesses from testifying. KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Oh, my, what an effort at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs. We have highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Holiday shopping season may be 6 days shorter this year due to late Thanksgiving, but it's not slowing down the online buying. That story coming up, the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning now. KNSS News Time now coming up on 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Dave Trabert from the Kansas Policy Institute says many states spend less than Kansas on education with better results, as shown on state assessment tests. Trabert commented on the John Whitmer Show.
The 2019 state assessment results, which every district takes, shows that 41% of 10th graders in Kansas are below grade level in math. It's even worse in Wichita.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS.
The holiday shopping season may be 6 days shorter because of a late Thanksgiving, but it's not slowing down the online buying.
Consumers did some record-breaking shopping online on both Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, dropping a whopping $11.6 billion. E-commerce behemoths and smaller retailers both seeing an increase in online sales. Experts say the shopping is not done. Consumers are expected to spend even more on Cyber Monday, possibly setting a new record with an estimated $9.4 billion in sales, up 18.9% from last year. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A McDonald's employee is proving you can work into your old age and be a model employee.
He's aging even better than Ronald McDonald. Not only has Ike Baker been working for a McDonald's in Dayton, Tennessee for more than two decades, he can also say he's one of the oldest employees to wear the uniform. He turned 92 years old on Saturday. Despite that, Baker says he has no plans on retiring. In fact, he doesn't want a break today or tomorrow. Baker says he hopes to work at the restaurant for at least another 10 years. Working as a host, Baker's duties include greeting customers and making sure everyone has what they need. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Out there in traffic right now, you could be seeing something over by Eastboro. Got the report of a house fire, so fire crews responding 9 North Hillcrest in Eastboro. So if you happen to see the fire crews there, give them some room there in Eastboro on North Hillcrest. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. A little chilly out there this morning, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not just about the cold, though, Steve. You know, we're coming off of a long weekend, so yeah, that cold kind of hits you as soon as you take that first step out the door, but you know what's going to hit you even harder? Reality after that long holiday weekend. So even though we'll need the heavy coats this morning, though, it does look like we've got a pretty nice day ahead. Now that we're officially into December, despite the cold start, days like this are, honestly, they're really a gift because temperatures are going to be above the norm. And getting into that forecast, things are going to be just fine. Mother Nature really giving us a break to kind of ease us back into our work routine, our school routine, everybody getting back to normal today after that long holiday weekend. So today, we've got a lot of sunshine on the way, mostly sunny skies, 50 degrees for a high. Normally, Wichita, we should be right around 48 degrees, so we're going to be a little bit above the norm. Winds are going to be a lot lighter, too. That's a big thing. You know, we had a windy weekend. Winds only getting up to around 15 miles an hour today. Mostly clear skies tonight. Back down to 30 degrees, back in the freezer, at least slightly below freezing. And winds continuing to stay light out there. More sunshine tomorrow, high of 60 degrees, so we're going to be 10 degrees warmer tomorrow than what we'll get up to today. Tuesday is going to be a nice day. Northwest winds at 8 to 18. Maybe a light breeze, but definitely not anything like what we experienced over the last 48 hours. And this whole week in general, not to spoil the forecast or anything, but Steve, it does look like things are going to be pretty quiet with the exception of a bit of a cool down a little bit later on this week, dipping back down into the 40s by Friday, and then we'll have a slight chance of rain by Thursday. 25 degrees, that's where we're sitting at right now, with mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, and we will maybe have a few clouds floating by as we go through the day. Winds out of the northwest at 5 miles an hour, but they'll eventually switch out of the south, and that is what will help us get up to around 50 degrees today.
That wind was kind of nasty yesterday, you know?
Saturday was the worst, though.
Oh, okay. I didn't get out much Saturday. I got out Sunday, though, so...
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you experienced like the tail end of the wind, because gusts in Wichita 51 miles an hour, and then yesterday got up to 48. I know, still strong, but not as strong as what we experienced Saturday.
All right, thank you, Ron L. 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Monday morning, December 2nd. A special guest with us in our studio right now, Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wow, I didn't realize we had 7 less days to shop this year, so I appreciate you pointing that out to me. I better get with it.
You got
to
get out there and stimulate the economy.
Exactly.
You know, it's an interesting point, though. This economy of ours, driven by consumers, has just been chugging along, doing very I hope it continues.
Yeah.
It's been doing well.
Amazing economy, and I'm not sure who to give all the credit to, but certainly President Trump's tax cuts have helped a lot, and then cutting back on rules and regulations has kind of set this American economy free.
And we hope it keeps going.
Absolutely.
All right, so you have got something going called the Aeronautics Innovation Act. Is this legislation already passed? It's already done deal or not?
So we just dropped the legislation in conjunction with Senator Moran. Certainly want to give him credit on the Senate side as well. So, you know, speaking about the economy, the aerospace industry in Wichita means 50,000 jobs growing up over there in El Dorado. I certainly know how important the aerospace industry is. My grandfather worked for Beech once upon a time, an uncle for Boeing. Many of my friends' parents worked here in this aerospace industry. So this legislation is up providing long-term funding plans for aeronautical research. And, you know, there's a reason Wichita is the air capital of the world. And I think about what's going on there at Wichita State University between NIAR, WSU Tech, the Innovation Center. Dr. Bardo's vision that this would continue to be an innovation center leading the world in research. We have to stay ahead of China.
How many dollars are you asking for funding-wise?
Oh, it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars through
the long term.
Over like five years, something like that.
Well, then we got to assume some of that research money is going to come here to, as you said, the campus.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about Wichita State University is I believe they're second in the nation in matching business dollars with government dollars. Yeah. So that's when I see a win-win opportunity. And I know that Spirit AeroSystems is involved with some of the research that we've done in the past as well. I'm sure Textron will get a piece of this. They do a great job locally. Very proud of all those places.
You know, growing up in Kansas, and I'm sure you've may have had a similar situation, going to school in Kansas, looking at the colleges and the universities over the years, and you look, they're liberal arts colleges mostly, and I'm not saying they're liberal, but the business presence at Wichita State seems to me something kind of unusual for a university. Although I understand North Carolina is doing a lot of it.
Well, you know, it's phenomenal. And, of course, K-State has a technical college going on there at Salina in the aerospace industry, more in the drone side of this as well. But the merger of Wichita State technology with the university seems to be a match made in heaven. People can go there to the technical college and start taking classes and get a job within months of starting that just because of the skills they're getting taught there.
Now, are you on any of the – I can't keep track of them. Are you on any of the committees that are going to be hearing testimony this week in the impeachment inquiry?
No, I'm not. Thank goodness.
How many committees are doing this?
Well, there was three committees to start with, and I believe it'll be just in the Judiciary Committee today. You know, the circus continues. I was at a Farm Bureau town hall yesterday, and the question was, why can't we get USMCA passed? And it's this darn impeachment process has just taken all the oxygen out of the room, not allowing us to pass USMCA. It's set on Speaker Pelosi's desk since March. We had the votes to pass it. It means thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions of dollars of increased exports for Kansas.
What does USMCA stand for?
United States, Mexico, Canada.
Okay.
Our main trade partners.
Right, like they're replacing NAFTA.
Exactly. Okay. This is the replacement. This is one of President Trump's promises, that he would tear up NAFTA and make it better for America. Certainly he did. He improved it for agriculture. He also improved it for manufacturing. This will mean moving more manufacturing jobs back to Wichita, Kansas.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving.
Family gathering?
Yeah, a little. So part of a family gathering, but probably the highlight was going to Fort Riley and getting to serve our troops. Thousands of troops there at Fort Riley, separated from their families. I was the one that got so much out of it, but I think they were very appreciative to see us as well.
All right. Well, you're a well-known doctor, you're a physician. You're now in the House of Representatives, but you really hadn't made the big time. Till you got here and your Aunt Martha heard you and Steve and Ted.
That's right.
Was that off the record?
It's off the record. Shout out to Aunt Martha over there on the farm on Haverhill Road between El Dorado and Augusta. Hope she's listening this morning. Hope her and the cat. She's got her cats fed by now.
She feeds the cats?
Absolutely. Got some cats to feed
there. What about the cows? Don't they have to milk the cows over there?
Well, the cows will all be accounted for. We don't milk as many as we used to there, but... hopefully she's having a good day as well.
Does Aunt Martha make a good pumpkin pie?
She makes a good pumpkin pie, but probably her cookies are even better. And just some good gravy to go along with some mashed potatoes.
Gravy, all right.
Hello. Yeah, gravy, how'd you get gravy, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Aunt Martha may be a fan of Steve and Ted. Now we're a fan of hers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're on your way to El Dorado, stop and see her sometime. I'm sure she'll have some fresh coffee and some baked cookies for you.
Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. Yeah. And you're going to get on a plane now and go back?
On the way back to the East Coast, yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. Thanks for being with us, sir. That is Congressman Roger Marshall with us this morning here with Steve and Ted. We're coming up on 7:18 here on a Monday morning, and the Chiefs and the Raiders playing in Kansas City yesterday, right, Ted?
Yeah, big division game. Chiefs at home for the first time in a month, taking on their division rival, the Raiders. And as the Chiefs have been able to do so many times in recent years, they've been able to do very, very well against teams in the AFC West Division, and that trend continued yesterday, and boy, it was not in doubt. The Chiefs were all over this one. You heard the game, Mitch Holtis and Kendall Gammon with the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Shotgun this time for Carr. Slant pattern, intercepted at the 40, 35, coming to the near side. It's Juan Thornhill, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City. A pick six by the rookie from Virginia. The minute the ball was thrown, you watched him plant the foot and make the break on it, take the perfect angle, and that's something that was talked about when he was drafted, was the angles that he takes and the speed that he has.
How about that? The Chiefs put up 40 points yesterday, and usually when that happens, the final score is like 40-38 or something. No, yesterday the Chiefs 40, the Raiders 9. Wow, did KC win big yesterday, coming out strong after the bye week. Back-to-back wins for the Chiefs, now 8-4 on the season, and this is my favorite stat. Zero penalties against the Chiefs yesterday. Last time that happened was 45 years ago.
You know, I didn't realize that, but they did.
An
they
entire
played
entire game without a penalty.
Wow. Yeah. That's tough.
Good, very good stuff. And the Chiefs get the big win. Here's Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes.
That's what we've expected all season long. And, you know, I think you've seen it week by week. The defense is getting better. The special team made great plays today. And then the offense, I mean, we're just playing with the flow of the game. We've been in every type of football game, it seems like now, and just trying to find ways to win each and every game, because every game flow is different. And I feel like today it's about letting the defense eat and us taking the opportunities to score when we can.
And good to see the Chiefs defense bring its A game, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, these turnovers are so important, and I love the way our defense is doing. Spags has been busting his tail, has some really great game plans, and these guys are executing it. They're taking a lot of pride in their work, and, you know, it's paying off for them.
Nicely done. Chiefs get the nice win.
It was a big unanswered question when we started the season. How will the Chiefs defense show up? Well, at times it's been a little lifty here this year.
Sometimes they don't.
But boy, they've gotten better.
They sure did yesterday.
They've gotten
like
better.
To see them start to peak here towards the end of the season. That'd be cool.
You bet.
All right, Chiefs now have a 2-game lead atop the division. More like a 3-game lead since they already hold the tiebreaker over Oakland, which is in second place. So the big win yesterday with a month to go. The Chiefs holding on to the number 4 spot in the conference. Some other NFL action yesterday. The Washington Redskins have come off back-to-back wins now as they win at Carolina 29-21. Some wide receiver action for Steven Sims, the rookie from KU. The former Kansas Jayhawk had 3 catches yesterday, averaging about 10 yards a catch. He also had a few punt returns in that Redskins victory. We have back-to-back coaches shows tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's a Monday night feature, of course. The WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head men's coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock, and then women's head coach Keita Adams at 7 o'clock. Shocker men coming off the trip from Mexico, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of stories told there. And the Shocker ladies are on a 4-game winning streak right now, including a home win over Oklahoma on the weekend. So good stuff to talk about tonight with the Shocker head basketball coaches. And then after that's done, we'll move over to Monday Night Football. The Vikings and the Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle is a 2.5-point favorite. These two teams are in the final two playoff spots in the NFC right now. So big stuff on Sports Radio KFH tonight, Monday Night Football. We got men's basketball for Kansas State tonight. The Wildcats are hosting winless Florida A&M. 7 o'clock tip-off in Manhattan tonight, where K-State has won 32 straight non-conference games in Bramlage Coliseum. And a little Shocker basketball note. It was 30 years ago on this day that the Shockers in men's hoops beat Colgate 101-87 in a tournament in New Rochelle, New York. Two notes from this one. That was the last time the Shockers scored 100 points in a game away from Wichita. 30 wow. years ago tonight.
All right.
And it was also head coach Mike Cohen's first Shocker win 30 hey. Years ago on this night.
How in about
that 14-point win over Colgate. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. A poll indicates that people think gender makes a difference in political candidates. How about that? That's coming up. And traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.